Talk about a hostile work environment. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I would think all of us have to feel sorry for Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He was the first senator to formally endorse Donald Trump.
Jeff Sessions, I told Donald Trump, this isn't a campaign, this is a movement.
So Trump picks him for Attorney General. And despite interruptions by protesters and a letter from 1,400 law school professors urging he be rejected, he's confirmed and quits his Senate seat. And then, because he had talked with the Russian ambassador, he recuses himself, on principle, from all things Russia. In May, he reportedly offers to resign, but the president says no. And then last week, the president tells the New York Times he should never have nominated him, followed up by a tweet describing him as beleaguered. Yet Sessions remains loyal.
I have the honor of serving as Attorney General, and we wholeheartedly join in the priorities of President Trump.
But then, leaked stories named Ted Cruz and Rudy Giuliani as possible replacements. Leaks coming one day after the new White House communications chief said no more leaks.
Why don't you guys all get together and make a decision as a team that you're going to stop leaking. But if you're going to keep leaking, I'm going to fire everybody.
Which tells me those leaks must have come from someone who can't be fired. Jeff Sessions could have stayed in the Senate for life. Now, the only difference between him and Michael Phelps is that the shark is real. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.